Hello, welcome back to Journey Through Hell with Mental Health Conditions, El Infierno de la Salud Mental. This is episode 33. We have a conversation with Clau Betancourt about mindfulness and mental health. Remember that we are in Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you're interested or someone you know is interested in being part of one of the episodes that we have, please do so. You can contact me through my email, carcory@pm. I don't know what I'm saying here in English and Spanish. carcory@pm.me. And you can find us on in Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. So we have Clau Betancourt here. She has just joined the episode. Hello, Clau.
Hi, Carlos. Good afternoon or good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you here. And would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, sure. Well, hi, everybody. My name is Claudia, as Carlos mentioned before. I'm an actress, I'm a diver, I like all kinds of sports. I live in Mexico. I live in Guadalajara, Mexico. And I am very, very happy here to share with you some of my experiences about scuba diving, mindfulness, and meditation.
Okay, thank you very much, Clau. And well, before we start with your experience in scuba diving and other extreme sports,
okay,
they are extreme sports for me, really.
No, yeah, it is.
I don't go beyond playing marbles with my kids. So,
yes,
Clau, can you tell us what kind of mental health conditions you had in the past that took you to practice scuba diving?
Yes, of course. Well, long time ago, I started feeling a lot of depression, you know, and anxiety. So I was not right. I was not feeling well at all. So, of course, you know, people, friends and family always try to help you out, cheer you up. But if you don't want to do it, then it won't happen. You won't get better. So I just started looking for activities that would take my mind out of those mental problems, mental situations that I had. And that's the way it all started, really. I was looking forward to get better, and I found this help absolutely in sports, especially in meditation, yoga, and scuba diving.
And Clau, when you started feeling depressed, anxious, and you weren't feeling well, did you go to a psychiatrist? Did you use medication to treat your symptoms?
No, to be honest, I've never been to a psychiatrist. First of all, because I've got some friends that, you know, they started taking medicine, and I realized that they couldn't just stop taking this medication. And so I decided that that wouldn't happen to me. So I found, or I tried to find different ways to get better, because I knew what was happening to me. I knew that I had this anxiety, and I was always, you know, nervous and pretty depressed. So no, I've never tried. I would have gone to a psychologist probably, but I decided to start first practicing extreme sports, if I can say that.
And how was your family's reaction, friends, when you mentioned to family and friends that you were feeling depressed and anxious, that you were having some issues?
Yeah, yes, and it was like pretty obvious because they could look at me, and you know, friends and family always try to cheer you up and take you out for dinner, to the movies, but eventually your friends and family also get tired, you know? They get tired of looking at you that way because they just don't understand why you are like that. So that's, I mean, you give your family and friends a difficult time.
Yeah. Yeah, and...
It
is...
And so you don't want to give your family a hard time, you know?
Yeah, but you are going through a hard time, so it is difficult to try not to give your family a hard time when at the same time you are going through a hard time, right?
Right. So at the beginning, you know, people around you, they always try to help you out, and they're always trying to find ways to make you feel better, which I really, really appreciate it. And nowadays I know who my real true friends are because they stood by me all the time. And they always try to help me out. And, you know, they invited me to go out, or one friend of mine invited me to start taking yoga classes as well as meditation. And it really worked. It really, really started working on me. So that's when I realized that through meditation, I could get better.
And when did you start scuba diving? Because that has nothing to do with being practicing yoga in one studio, right? Surrounded by four walls. I mean, you practice yoga, you are...
No, the good part of my first yoga classes, it was they were taken in the park, so outdoors yoga. So I was able to listen to birds singing, frogs, all kinds, you know, the wind, feel the wind in your body while you are practicing yoga. And that was doing in the morning, that was being done, sorry, in the morning around 7 o'clock, 6:30 more or less. So it really helped a lot. And so I started with yoga classes. I started practicing Kundalini, which involves yoga movements with meditation and breathing. And then one day, a friend told me that she had gone scuba diving and she had to learn how to breathe, you know, through a tank.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that sounds like breathing, like a nice activity for me. So I started taking a training to become a scuba diver, because you do have to take a special training. It is not that easy. Mm-hmm. And I found that I really had to breathe, inhale, exhale. And that is specifically what takes you through a real nice deep meditation. Breathing is all it takes.
Mindfulness is about breathing, right? Inhaling, exhaling. And how do you keep your cool and are mindfulness when you are scuba diving and there is a shark looking at you as his next meal, as his breakfast or lunch?
Yeah, like, delicious lunch.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's a myth, because really, really. No, poor sharks, they really have this terrible fame. They are not that bad. In fact, they are not bad at all. They are just big fish swimming, looking for food, but believe me, they won't eat you. They don't like humans. They like all other kind of food. Yeah. No, that's the thing. No, don't be afraid of shark. Really, poor shark.
They don't look at you like a taco or a barbacoa, right?
Of those movies about sharks.
Yeah, they have a
right.
bad reputation.
No, they don't see you as food. Well, I am sure that in some areas of our world there are sharks that are pretty aggressive and they do attack. But normally where you go diving, sharks are really, really pacific because there's a lot of food around and they don't need to eat you. They don't have to eat you because they have food around. So
yeah.
No, they won't attack unless you do something unexpected, a movement that is unexpected. So every time that you go diving, you have to be in calm, in peace. And anyway, you cannot move fast. You have to move slowly. So this also helps, you know, because you have to be in control of your movements. And you switch off your mind and start breathing. That's all it takes.
Clau, you were practicing yoga and mindfulness and then switching or doing scuba diving as well. It's an extreme, radical movement. Why did you think that scuba diving it was going to help you with your depression and anxiety and stress?
Well, to be honest, at the beginning, I didn't think it was going to help me out. I just heard this magic word, like my friend said, like she had to start learning how to breathe because she was practicing scuba diving in a swimming pool and it was hard for her. So it was just like magic. It just entered into my brain. And of course, I love the ocean because you have to love it. No, you have to first know how to swim. How to float, that's very important, and then love the ocean. So once you do that, if you already have mastered that, those three parts, then you are ready to start learning how to scuba dive. So to be honest, I didn't think it was going to help me that much, but it did. The first part was because I had to learn how to breathe through a tank, and I had to learn how to control my breathing by doing it slowly. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, of course, you have to get rid of that nervous system, because the first time that you go into the water and start scuba diving, it is really stressful. I have to tell you that. I have to be honest with you. The first time is not easy. Yeah, uh-huh. It is really stressing. It's magic because you know what? It is so stressful, especially just the first time, that you have to forget about everything else and concentrate on what you're doing. Concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate on your movements. And that's it. So you're entering into a mindfulness world, you know, inside,
yeah.
Into the ocean. So that's it. Your brain automatically switches off. And really, without even thinking about it, you are already practicing mindfulness.
Wow, that sounds like something very challenging to do, scuba diving and practicing mindfulness in the ocean. But do you think that many people have access to scuba diving, rock climbing, and those sports, since maybe they require some kind of expensive equipment?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Well, the thing is that, all kinds of sports are a bit expensive, even jogging because you need special tennis shoes, no? Hiking, you need tennis shoes. So you have to spend, you have to not spend, invest. You have to invest a little money. Now, diving can sound a little bit expensive, and it is expensive if you buy all the equipment. But there are always many ways to do it without spending so much money. For instance, you can start by taking these courses online or just simply watching videos that are really, really done by professionals who know how to dive, schools that really teach you in a professional way. And so you can start by learning online without spending any money. Once you learn the consequences, the good part, and the part that you have to be careful with, and you've learned this, then you can start taking a certification, which can also be done online. That way, you don't spend that much money and that much time. Thanks to technology, you can do it now in a cheaper way. So, of course, you won't be diving into the computer, but of course, that you by the time that you have already studied and learned everything about diving in internet, then you get certified and you can rent all the equipment. Instead of buying the equipment, which is really expensive, then you can start renting. For instance, in Mexico, when I go diving, because I haven't been able to buy my equipment, but for example, if I rent a wetsuit, I pay 300 pesos. So what is that, like $15 more or less?
Probably, yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So really, renting the equipment, it won't be more expensive than buying all the equipment to go camping or hiking, because you have to invest a little money. But remember that you are not just investing in things, you are investing in your own health.
Yeah, I like that. That is very important because using spending and using investing is two different things. You are investing in your mental health, you are investing in your health altogether, right? And obviously this, if you are practicing scuba diving or diving, it's because it's helping you to improve your mental health conditions. Have you kind of left behind your depression, anxiety, and stress? Is that something that is not go that is not with you anymore?
Oh yes, absolutely. I have already. Actually, I've gotten recovered completely. I've been feeling a lot, much, much better, and I haven't felt depressed in a long time. Of course, we all get sad once in a while, for different situations, but I haven't felt as bad as I did before. I don't have the opportunity to go scuba diving a lot because, as you mentioned before, it is not sometimes affordable, right? But I have learned through breathing, I have learned through meditation that really connecting to nature helps me a lot. So I know now that if I even go for a walk and I start listening to birds, to the birds singing, frogs, crickets, then really my mind gets into that, connects with nature. And I've been feeling much, much better. And I haven't ever had the necessity to take any medication.
Well, that is great. That is great because that is a good message to a lot of people out there, telling them that there are other options instead of going to the pharmacy right away. But there are some antidepressants that work for some people at some time in their lives, but we don't have to be slaves of medication or anything like that. Let me ask you, Clau, what was your family's friends' reactions when you started doing scuba diving?
Well, at the beginning, they thought about sharks the same way that you did. They thought that they were going to be eaten by a shark or something. And well, that was their first thought that came to mind. But then they saw how happy I was getting because of doing this, and they really realized that my recovery was actually pretty fast. So I don't know, now every time that they see that I am a bit sad or if I start getting like a little bit anxious, they say, okay, let's start getting money for Claudia to go diving. And I say, okay, thank you very much. So that's tricky, you know, because now I know how to get the money to go diving. Yeah, not everybody was. At the beginning, yes, of course, because when you go diving, you get out of your comfort zone, because we're not used to doing that, you know. But no, really, they were very happy. They supported me, and they keep supporting me a lot. Even my boyfriend, he wants to start learning how to scuba dive. So we might do it together one of these days.
Okay, he's a brave man. Clau, this is not a sport that many women used to practice before. How is it now for women to do this scuba diving thing, especially in Mexico? In many other parts of the world, it is different. But what about Mexico being such a conservative society? Hello?
Well, women, for example, hello, hello, can you hear me well here? Hello, hello,
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can
hi,
hear you, Claudia.
hola, hola,
Hello.
is that better? Okay,
Yeah, that's better.
great. So, well, what I was saying is that, well, nowadays, us women are into everything, you know. You can see women in all kind of sports. Of course, there are some sports that I wouldn't try, like boxing, and but some other women do like boxing, and they love to receive these punches in their face. So it's okay. I respect that. But anyway, scuba diving now is for everybody, even for children. Women in general, and every time that I go diving, you know, I can see that it's 50-50. 50% women, sometimes there are even more women than men diving. This is really, really nice. It used to be a sport just for men, but there was like some sort of taboo behind it. So now, no. Now it has changed a lot, and this is for women and men, as many other sports. Mexico is not a conservative country anymore.
Okay. And have you met any other men and women who have mentally benefit from scuba diving, from this kind of sport?
Yeah, actually, I've been scuba diving, and I've met or I've run into people, partners who always mention like something. I've been having a hard time sleeping. I was very depressed, so that's why I decided to come join this expedition. or, you know, those people who mention that they have broken with their boyfriend, girlfriend, and they just wanted to get away for the weekend. And they really have found comfort in this. They completely have forgotten about what everything brought them to the immersion. And yeah, it is mentioned all the time, actually. This is really cool. Everybody loves diving because really it takes you into this mindfulness and mental health.
So people really disconnect from their everyday problems, and
absolutely,
they can focus on something different.
Absolutely, because deep in the ocean, and even not so deep, it's a magic. There's a magic world, really. Have you ever tried snorkeling, for example?
Yeah, okay. I have.
So if you try the snorkeling, you don't have to get deep in the water or into the water, sorry. And you just wear this mask and breathe through a tube. And in that second, you are disconnected because you are looking to the fish, turtles, the color of the ocean. You can feel the water, and without even thinking, your mind has already been disconnected to all these problems, to all these, depression, anxiety. You really forget because you connect with the water. You can feel the water, and you can see how beautiful the ocean can be.
And when you come out of the water, how long are you disconnected from all those problems that you used to have before going into the ocean? How long does it last, that impression?
Well, actually, it lasts forever. For example, imagine going into the water and then suddenly you see a dolphin. That's really amazing and impressive. And you see a turtle passing, a fish, you know, schools of fishes going around, colorful, beautiful corals. And when you get out of the water, all you can do is talk about what you have just seen. And this is what happens when we all get out of the water and get into the boat. We all start talking about what we had just seen. And we keep talking about it the whole weekend. And even though you want to go back to your real problems, you can't. Because really, this magic stays in you. It stays in your brain. You can even close your eyes and you can still be looking at that dolphin that passed around. It is really, really nice. And even though if you don't want to, or you forget about this experience, for instance, the second day or the third day, you are so exhausted that you don't even have time to feel depressed. This is really, really fun.
So somehow all this experience of scuba diving has improved your mental health conditions.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, for example, every time that I feel sad, because I don't feel depressed anymore, and I haven't got any anxiety either, but every time that I start feeling a little bit sad, I try to recall those moments. I haven't been able to take pictures because I don't have a camera. I would love to have a good camera to take pictures or videos underneath, but I haven't been able to do that. So anyway, I have some of my partners who do have cameras and beautiful, great equipment. Mm-hmm. And so they send me and they share with me some of these videos, and I can see myself diving, you know, next to a turtle. And oh my gosh, that really takes me back to those moments. And then I feel like I want to go scuba diving again. So that's when the problem comes, because then I need to start saving money.
Well, you can start showing your sad face to your family and friends, and they can
All
collect money for
right,
you.
yeah,
They
I
can
hope
collect
that
money for you.
continues working. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, Clau, I guess we are talking about different options for people who go through depression, anxiety, stress, insomnia. It's not always about medication, right? There is
Right.
always something else: mindfulness, scuba diving, hiking, climbing. There are many things that they can do to try to take their mind away from what's going on.
Exactly. Even talking to another person, you know, sometimes we think that we have so many problems that our problems are the worst in the world. But start listening to other people's problems, and then you will realize that your problem is nothing. Really, really. You realize that you are just sinking, and what changes your mind also is trying to help other people. Try to help your friend. Like, if your friend is pretty depressed, don't invite her diving because you will spend a lot of money. But start talking to that person. Listen, really, listen to the problems, listen to the situation. And then by that, you will be listening to yourself as well.
Yeah, that is a beautiful way to say it, because many times we don't know who is going through some kind of mental health condition. We might have a close friend or someone sitting next to us who is going through a really, really terrible time in their lives, and we're complaining just because, it's raining or something that is not really that important, and other people are really suffering.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, problems are different for everybody, no? For example, for instance, if something is terrible for me, for another person won't be. So I understand that because, like it is said, like each brain is world. But anyway, if you sit, breathe, listen to others' problems, you know, listen to different situations and try to help other people the same way. Do the same way, whatever worked with you, try to do it with another person. And it's very important that the other person is ready to receive your help, you know, because we cannot tell anybody just like, hey, don't worry, nothing will happen. You can't do that because you don't know what that person is going through. So if that person, if the person next to you is willing to receive your help, is opening their mind, their thoughts, then you can enter right there and try to help. We don't have all the answers, of course, but we can always help.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes it takes a lot for someone to recognize that they are going through some kind of mental depression or something else, because there is a lot of stigma around all those conditions, and people don't want to talk about them.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, what I recommend in that case is you start. For example, I realize that I am depressed, that I am feeling with this really terrible anxiety, then I can start by talking about it. And people will see that you are opening yourself, that you are really talking about your problems, and you are the first. So that might open a door, you know, a window. And so maybe they will start feeling so confident about talking about their problems too.
Well, speaking of that, before I say something else, if you ever have any friends, acquaintances, or people who might be interested in being part of an episode here in the podcast, please share this information with them, and just let them know that we are trying to create awareness about mental health conditions and destroy the stigma around all these conditions. And Cloud, thank you very much for being with us today. It's been a wonderful conversation with you.
Well, thanks a lot, Carlos. And yeah, you can count on that. I will, of course, share your email, and I will share with you your WhatsApp number so that they can get in touch with you. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much for having me here. And well, I hope to see you scuba diving one of these days.
Yeah, thank you very much. And please, once again, share this information. We are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, and just trying to help people out. And
great.
Thank you very much, Claudia.
Thanks, Clau. That's okay. That's okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.